الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. The Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya, fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah. Meaning, adorn your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, because your recitation of salat upon me will be nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sha'ban is the 8th blessed month of Islamic calendar. We should respect and honor this month and perform worship and recite salutations, meaning durood and salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this month abundantly. This month is also associated with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Sha'banu shahri wa Ramadanu shahrullah, meaning Sha'ban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Almighty Allah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also recite salat, meaning durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam abundantly in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. It is stated in Ghunyat al-Talibin, the Salat is recited abundantly upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. And this is the month of reciting Salat, meaning durood and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been said, the ayah of durood, the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا was also revealed in the blessed month of Sha'ban. It is stated in a narration, the one who recites Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 700 times daily in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allocate some angels who will convey the Salat in the blessed court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And due to it, the blessed soul of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will get pleased. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be pleased. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command those angels to keep supplicating for forgiveness for the person who recited salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that my beloved mother told me that her father, meaning grandfather of Sayyidina Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala, whose name was Muhammad, left me a will saying that when I pass away and have been given a bath, then a small green colored letter will fall on my shroud from the roof. On it will be written, هذه براءة محمد العالم بعلمه من النار. That is, Muhammad, who is a scholar, has attained freedom from the hellfire due to knowledge. Place that letter inside my shroud. Therefore, the letter fell right after the bath was given to Muhammad, the grandfather of Sayyidina Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala. She says that I placed the letter on his chest after people had read it. One special thing about the letter was that it was readable from the front as well as from the back. I asked my mother that what action did grandfather used to perform? My mother replied, what he used to do was that along with performing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would always recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance. O devotees of Rasul, did you hear what a great action it is to recite the salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? By its virtue, a letter guaranteeing salvation from hellfire was revealed before people. Subhanallah. Those who had witnessed this blessing of recitation of salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with their own eyes would have developed a mindset of reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly. We should also develop the habit of reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, several books have been written on the virtues of reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember, the ink of a pen could finish, the words can come to an end, but the virtues of reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam still cannot be duly mentioned. Reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is such a beautiful action that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels also perform it. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in part 22 of Surah Al-Ahzab, ayat number 56, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, Allah and his angels send blessings on the conveyor of the unseen Prophet. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. It is mentioned in Ruhul Bayan, a commentary of the Holy Quran, that after the revelation of this blessed ayah, the enlightened face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam emanated the rays of nur out of joy and said, congratulate me, because I have been given that blessed ayah, which is more beloved to me than this world and whatever it contains. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, this blessed ayah, that is the ayah of durood, is an obvious naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this ayah, people with iman, people with faith, have been commanded to send salat and salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The interesting fact is that Allah Almighty has issued various commands in the glorious Quran, meaning perform salah, observe sawm, fast, pay zakah, perform hajj, etc. But Allah Almighty did not mention it anywhere that I and my angels also perform this action. So, O the people with iman, O the people with faith, you should do that action as well. This has been said only for reading salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sending salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the only action which Allah Almighty and His angels perform, and Muslims have been commanded to perform it. Agar koi apna bhala chahta hai, usse chahe jisko khuda chahta hai, durood un pe bhejo, salam un pe bhejo, yahi momino se khuda chahta hai. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep in mind that although the same words have been referred to Allah Almighty and angels and believers, but its meaning changes on whom it's referred to. Salat of Allah Almighty is to shower mercy, whereas our salat means to supplicate for mercy. One question which may arise here is that when Allah Almighty is already showering mercies upon His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then why did He command us to recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Supplicate for mercy for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You ask for something that you did not possess, then why have we been commanded to recite Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Why have we been commanded to supplicate for mercies when they're already descending? While explaining this, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, O reciters of Salat and Salam, never ever assume that my Lord's mercies are dependent upon your supplication to be showered upon my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in need of your supplication, is in need of your Salat and Salam, regardless of whether you send Salat and Salam upon him or not. My mercies are continuously descending upon him. Your birth took place now and you started reciting Salat and Salam recently. Mercies are showering upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam since even then and when did not exist. Mercies are being showered upon him before the existence of where and there, making you recite the Salat and Salam upon him. That is making you to supplicate for mercies to be showered upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed for your own benefit. You will recite Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and gain abundant of reward for it. O devotees of Rasul, undoubtedly, sending Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam benefits its reciter. For the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in no need for our salah. The more a person recites Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the higher the reward will be. But shaitan does not want us to increase our righteous deed by reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is quite possible that he may bring evil thoughts into our mind, that Salat and Salam should not be recited upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at such and such time, that it is forbidden to recite Salat in certain state, or such and such Salat should not be recited, or Salat should not be recited before Azan, etc. If so, then remove these satanic whispers from your heart straight away and keep reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly while sitting down, standing up, walking around, etc. Because reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance is the sign of the slave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Alamatu ahli sunnah kasratu salati ala rasulillah, meaning reciting Salat abundantly upon the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the sign of Ahlus Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devotees of Rasul recite Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before the Azan, after the Azan, after Salatul Jumu'ah, and various other occasions. Moreover, there are also fortunate individuals who have the privilege of reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even at the time of their demise. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Shaitan the accursed not only tries to stop Muslims from righteous actions, but also manipulates their mind in regards to reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before and after the Azan. Remember, Allah Almighty stated in the 56th ayah of Surah Ahzab, part 22, without restriction of any time, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wasallimu taslima. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our pious predecessors have mentioned different numbers for reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. We would gain numerous blessings of Salat if we were to specify any number out of them and make it a routine to recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, let us listen to some of the sayings of our righteous predecessors. Allama Yusuf Nabhani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, while narrating a saying of a saint, the minimum number of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance is 350 times in day and 350 times at night. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates a saying of some blessed scholars in Kashful Ghumma. Minimum number of reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance is at least 700 times every night and 700 times every day. The renowned muhaddith Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, do recite salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at least 1,000 times every day, or else consider 500 to be sufficient. Some saints have advised to recite it 300 times daily, and some have advised to recite it 200 times after Fajr and Asr Salah. Develop a habit of reciting some before going to sleep as well. He rahmatullahi ta'ala further states, one should definitely recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at least 100 times daily. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, some salat are short, such as sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that one can complete the count of 1,000 easily and quickly by reciting this very salat. Reciting salat becomes easier for an individual who has a habit of reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam daily in abundance. Anyhow, a devotee of Rasul receives such sweetness and delight by reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that it strengthens his soul. My dear viewers of Madani channel, reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 100 times, 300 times, 200 times in the morning and evening, or even 1,000 times daily is not difficult at all. Now a question arises here is, how did our pious predecessors would recite 10,000, 40,000 salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam daily? How were they able to do so? How did they get their act of worship, conducting domestic chores, fulfilling financial obligations, propagating sunnah, eating food and taking rest, and still were able to recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The answer to this question is that our righteous predecessors weren't trapped in the love of this dunya. They weren't trapped in the love of this world and useless activities. Hence, they ended up having a lot more time available after necessary chores, such as eating, drinking, and earning halal sustenance. They would spend this time saved in performing zikr and reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Generally speaking, in contrast though, most individuals today have fallen prey to the shaitan and consider their relatively short life to be everything. They're lost in the luxuries of this dunya. They're lost in the luxuries of this temporary world. Alas, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we pay no heed to the long life of the grave and the severe and difficult matters of the hereafter. Our righteous predecessors were always mindful of the fact that the life of this world is very short, that this life will eventually perish, but life of the hereafter is everything. These Allah-loving people would spend their lives according to the golden principles of Islam whilst acting upon the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and by reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam abundantly. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wouldn't also leave them alone in the midst of difficulties and calamities. Rather, he would come at the time of difficulty and would also help him. Let us listen to a faith-refreshing event in this relation. Sayyidina Sheikh Musa Zarir rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I was traveling with a group of people in a ship. All of a sudden, the ship was overtaken by a storm and started shaking. We were sure the ship will sink shortly and we will all die. In the meanwhile, I felt drowsy and went to sleep for a few moments. The last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam blessed me with his vision in a dream and recited durud tunajina. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, you and your companions should recite the salat 1,000 times. When I woke up, I gathered all my friends and started reciting the salat. We had recited it only 300 times. that the storm started to settle down and gradually it stopped. The sea surface became normal and all those on board the ship attained salvation by the virtue of this salat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin salatan tunajjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat wa taqdi lana biha jami'al hajati wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'is sayyi'at wa tarfa'una biha a'la ad-darajati wa tuballighuna biha aqsa al-ghayati min jami'il khayrati fil hayati wa ba'da al-mamati innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also keep reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whether it is day or night. We should not be heedless in this regard, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prostrated. He went to sajda as soon as he came to this world, and the following dua was on his lips, Rabbi habli ummati. Imam Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had lifted his finger in such a way as someone imploring would lift his finger. Even at the time of embarking upon the journey of Mi'raj, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam broke into tears remembering his ummah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remembered the sinners of his ummah even at the time of beholding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and while being blessed with special bestowments. He remained worried for the sinners of his ummah throughout his life from time to time. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was lowered into his blessed grave, the blessed lips were moving. Some blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum brought their ears close to the blessed lips and heard him saying, Ummati, Ummati, meaning my ummah, my ummah. Even on the day of judgment, one will attain refuge, one will attain salvation only under his mercy. All the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, idhabu ila ghayri. That is, today I am thinking about my own self, so go to somebody else. And the merciful Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Ana laha. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam will be saying at the bridge of salat, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam thought about his sinful ummah all his life and will also intercede for us on the day of judgment. Then having this devotion and honoring him requires us to follow his sunnah. It requires us, while proving to be his ummah, that we should never be heedless in reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loves us immensely. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam always presents pleas and supplicates for the forgiveness of his sinful ummah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has innumerable favors upon us. How then is it possible for us to thank him? Certainly, we cannot repay his affection for his ummah. However, with utter humbleness and extreme gratitude, all we can do is to send salat and salam in his blessed court. That is, supplicate for mercies to be showered upon him. For truly, we are beggars supplicating for those who are generous. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand, guide me. All the way, oh Allah, reform my